Hi, I'm Adam Walker, a physiotherapist.
And I'm Francois Tudor, an orthopaedic surgeon. And this is Cut and Run.
Our podcast to help you recover from injury and return to sport. Today we're continuing on with our series on MCL injuries, and we're going to jump straight into the surgical management of MCL injuries. Francois, why would you do surgery to fix an injured MCL?
Yeah, it's pretty rare, fortunately. So there are a couple of indications where we would fix an MCL in the acute, meaning very early setting after the injury. The first one is where the MCL has torn off the tibia or the shin bone side, and it often has, when it tears off, it can then retract back up and either flip under the meniscus or under the hamstring tendons that attach on the inner side of the knee. And they're not, sorry, over the top of the hamstring tendons. And so they're sitting in the wrong position, the fibers of the MCL, and it's not likely to heal with any stability and will lead to ongoing instability. So that's the first type that we would try to repair. An injury when the MCL has pulled off with a chunk of bone from the medial epicondyle, so the thigh bone, can be an indication for fixation with some form of device, because the MCL itself is actually usually relatively intact, so it's going to lead to a good outcome with healing if the injury is found, but that's incredibly rare. And then an MCL injury that is combined with another ligament injury. So an MCL combined with a posterior cruciate ligament or more than one other ligament, meaning a multi-ligament knee injury. Typically, we would consider some form of MCL reconstruction to allow the best chance of having a stable knee and allow the knee to be rehabbed safely. And then finally, in a long-term situation, when an MCL has healed but it's still stretched and there's ongoing instability or occasionally pain, would be an indication for us doing some form of surgical repair or usually at that stage, reconstruction.
So a person comes into your clinic and they fit into one of those buckets and you've decided to go ahead with the procedure. Yeah. Can you just give us a bit of an overview of what you would actually do to repair, reconstruct, or kind of fix the problem?
Yeah, so there are, as I mentioned, a couple of reasons why we might do this. And there are a couple of things we can do. So the most simple option is to repair the MCL. So we're retaining the person's own ligament. And what we're doing is we're placing it back into the correct position where it's been injured from and attaching it down. So that could be with screws, it could be with little anchors, or there are all sorts of little devices we can use to attach it into the right place so it can heal. The next type of procedure we could do would be a reconstruction using the person's own tendons from somewhere else as a graft, so an autograft. And typically, like an ACL reconstruction, we would use one or more hamstring tendons. And what we'd try there is we would be trying to route the graft in the same position as where the MCL and other ligaments around the area are, and affix them into position so that we're creating a new ligament that will heal over time. And then finally, when there's been significant injury or there are more than one ligaments injured and we don't have enough autograft to use, meaning we can't use tendons from that patient, we might use an allograft, meaning we might use a graft that's been taken from someone else, and that's usually a cadaver or dead person graft. And we can use that very similarly as a reconstruction to place the graft into the position where the old MCL was to try to reconstruct the ligament and allow it to heal normally over time to give a stable knee.
With the reconstructions there, just so people can kind of make sense of it, when you take a tendon from somewhere else and put it where the MCL is to create essentially a new strong MCL, yeah. So then you're expecting the graft or the tendon that you put in over time essentially heals over where the MCL is and it will form virtually a new MCL and then a stable knee.
Correct, yeah. So that's a reconstruction, and we're usually incorporating that on top of or around the remnants of the injured MCL. And the body will then heal it, and it will undergo a process of ligamentization to create a new ligament that should act very similar to the patient's original MCL.
Yep, excellent. And then somebody's coming out of surgery. What would they, should they typically expect in regards to post-op restrictions for either the repair and the reconstruction, and does that differ between the two of them?
It's very different from each surgeon and surgery type, but every single patient would have a brace on, and that would be a hinged or range of motion brace. And typically, I think that they, once again, would have a limitation of extension. So usually what we're trying to do is to get the reconstruction or repair to heal as tight as possible. And so typically it'd be the same type of bracing protocol as for a high-grade MCL injury initially. So usually limited flexion, 30 to 90 degrees, and I would expect them to be using crutches. And this would probably be for a period of 6 to 10 weeks.
Any kind of summary points and take-home messages?
Yeah, I think point number one is that fortunately most MCL injuries will heal, and very few of them require acute or urgent reconstruction or repair. There are one or two MCL injuries that do require repair at the early phase, and the surgery itself can be repairing or reconstructing, and when a reconstruction is performed, it requires some form of graft. And then finally, there is significant recovery from surgery requiring bracing and crutches to allow it to heal as tight as possible. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, then please send us an email. If you have any topics you'd like to cover, also drop us a line at cutandrunpodcast@gmail.com. See you next time.